Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Georg Philipp Telemann was one of the most prolific composers of his time and wrote music for professional and amateur musicians throughout Europe. He's known today for his extensive canon of chamber music, but Telemann was equally well-versed in many other musical genres. This hour on Harmonia, we celebrate Telemann's legacy. In addition, we'll hear music from our featured release, Best of French Baroque, performed by the Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra. We heard the Sinfonia from one of Telemann's Danish cantatas, performed by Convivium Vocal Ensemble with Konstrumenti. As an employee and civil servant of the city of Hamburg, Telemann wrote many pieces to mark a variety of sacred and secular occasions. In 1757, Telemann wrote a cantata in Danish for the King of Denmark. Titled The Joy of the King of Denmark's Danish, Norwegian, and German Subjects, the cantata includes text in Latin, German, and Danish. This plethora of languages tells us that the intended audience was highly educated or at least well-traveled. Here's the Sinfonia and two arias from this cantata, one in Danish and one in Latin.
Thank you.
We heard the Sinfonia and two arias from Telemann's cantata, The Joy of the King of Denmark's Danish, Norwegian, and German Subjects, performed by Convivium Vocal Ensemble. In addition to music for birthdays, Telemann wrote music to celebrate weddings. The serenata O Erhabnes Glück der Ehe was written for a banquet celebrating the wedding anniversary of Matthias and Maria Katharina Mutzenbecher. Matthias was a prominent businessman and city council member in Hamburg. The piece is forward-thinking in its use of Shalomo, an ancestor of the clarinet.
Thank you.
We heard an aria from the oratorio O Erhabenes Glück der Ehe by Telemann, performed by Das Kleine Konzert, directed by Hermann Max. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Speaking of party music, Telemann was also part of the great tradition of Tafelmusik, that is, composing music that was intended to be played at the table for banquets and feasts. This music is often cheerful and light in character. Musik de Table, or Tafelmusik, is perhaps Telemann's most beloved collection. Let's listen to a quartet from part one of this collection. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from Telemann's Musique du Table, performed by Musica Antiqua Köln, directed by Reinhard Goebel. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Despite all of his light-hearted music, life wasn't all fun and games for Telemann. His second wife, Maria Katharina Textor, racked up gambling debts and had multiple affairs before finally leaving him. During this dark time, Telemann kept himself exceptionally busy. In addition to holding multiple posts in Hamburg, he continued publishing in order to pay back his former wife's debts. Let's listen to a piece Telemann self-published during this time. Here is Sonata No. 3 from Sonates Coralizantes. Thank you. Sonata number 3 from Sonates Coralizantes by Georg Philipp Telemann. With the help of his friends and patrons, Telemann was able to avoid bankruptcy. His extensive publishing activity partly sprang from his desperate need for cash, and he worked himself to exhaustion. Here's another piece from Telemann's necessarily prolific time in Hamburg. We'll hear excerpts from his Scherzo in A major from the collection Scherzi Methodici.
Thank you.
Music from Telemann's Scherzi Methodici, performed by Ensemble Symposium. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Toronto's Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra and Chamber Choir shares its name with Telemann's famous three-part collection, also called Tafelmusik. In addition to a healthy dose of Telemann, the ensemble performs Baroque and classical works on period instruments. Our featured release is Best of French Baroque, recorded by Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra in 2015. Let's listen to some excerpts from Lully's Phaeton. Thank you. We heard music from Lully's Phaéton, performed by the Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. Special thanks to Charlie Rausch for his help obtaining copies of hard-to-find recordings. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hubsch. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.